Well, as we come together on this Pentecost Sunday, we have the Holy Spirit with us, and we call to Him in the call to worship today. Come, Holy Spirit. I'll read the light-colored print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. Before Jesus died, He promised the Holy Spirit would come to help His followers.
We have felt the Holy Spirit in our lives, giving us the very help Jesus promised.
Let us praise God for His Spirit, which enables us to do better and understand Jesus and His mission.
All praise to God who has blessed us with His Spirit, opening our hearts and minds to the salvation of Jesus.
And the prayer of confession together.
Dear God, your Spirit has been promised and is present, but too often we pay little heed to His influence. We know about sin, righteousness, and judgment, but we confine that knowledge to our minds. Forgive us for not letting your Spirit convince us in our hearts of the truth of these matters, that our lives may be more honestly yours. Descend upon us with an inspiration of faith that enables us to live for you, following the teachings of Christ, our Savior, through whom we pray. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.